Local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVUA News Time 844, making it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Mike Argerbright with his USD 252 Southern Line County Superintendent hat on with us here on the KVUA Morning Show.
Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us here today. Our initial focus is talking about some animal health science seminars that are coming up. Talk a little bit about the partnership that's involved here to get this started.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We're kind of excited to do this. First of all, it's tied directly to the FFA chapters in our area, and we have chapters confirmed from Emporia, Madison, Hamilton, Eureka, Council Grove, Chase County, Burlington, Hartford, Olpe, Crest, and West Elk, juniors and seniors specifically that have experience with working with cattle will have the opportunity to participate in an artificial insemination class in beef cattle. An AI class, the sponsorship of that, the big umbrella over us is GenX, which they specialize in the genetics of beef, both throughout the United States and internationally, and they're the experts that will be providing the instruction to the class for both FFA students and area ranchers that are interested in getting this certificate over a couple days. So, other area sponsors that have been instrumental when we first started doing this and have been at the table from the word go, but Emporia Veterinary Hospital, Dr. Gordon, Dr. Mendoza, and they will also provide some sessions that I can talk about a little bit later. Emporia Livestock, Brody Peak, he's just a huge supporter and is also providing a steak feed on the second day for those registered, so that's pretty neat. Kansas State University Extension Veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarpoff with some of our beef producers will recognize that name, and he will be providing some seminar classes also. Lyon County Extension Brian Reese has been very helpful and instrumental in some of the registration and just connections of this. So we're very excited to do this. For high school kids, it's a unique and great opportunity, and we've tried to connect with all the area schools right around us, and we've had more interest in that. We just have to be able to manage it, so we've cut it off with just the surrounding districts and the FFA chapters, and really appreciate all the advisors and instructors that are helping us with that process.
Well, what a program this sounds like it's going to be. So specifically, the date and times of the event here, Mike.
Okay, the AI classes are March 23rd and 24th. Those will be held at the Olpe Knights of Columbus Hall, which is a facility that will hold all the people that we have, 35 to 40 students, and we anticipate a good number of area ranchers, so it'll be a large class, and we're going to accommodate that. They start at 9 o'clock on March 23rd, and you have to get registered. So students and area ranchers need to get registered, and you can find that link on Southern Lyon County FFA Facebook page. That's Southern Lyon County FFA Facebook page. There's a link to register. For our students, it's free, and that's been intentional, and that's to our sponsors and Gen X. To the area ranchers, it's $150. And that's a low cost, if you're familiar with this program, to get this certification. We did that intentionally because we want area ranchers to have the opportunity to do that. And all of that money will go right back into the FFA chapters. It'll be divided out and go right back to the kids. So, but those March 23rd, March 24th, Ron, are the dates. That's one segment of these animal health and science seminars. The other piece on March 24th is is targeted for not just students, but it'll be held at Olpe High School Gymnasium at 4 o'clock on the 24th. That's a Thursday. We will have a general session with area veterinarians and again, the K-State veterinarian with breakout sessions. And to give you an example and an idea of some of those breakout sessions, cattle vaccines and wormer, what do you look for in an EPD when you buy a bull or you buy a bull that's meant for replacement heifers? And that'll be our Gen X experts in the beef industry to help area ranchers. You know, what do you look for when you're purchasing those animals? Proper nutrition, horse health. We have some goat health because we've had some interest from surveys in that area. But mainly just topics. We'll have three breakout sessions followed by a steak feed. And it's mainly topics that our area ranchers want to hear, specific to beef cattle and some other animals. So we also have a session on horse health. So just exciting stuff. I think it'll be, if we can get word out and get people to know about it, it'll be important stuff, and it'll be short and sweet to the from the breakout session, because those people are very busy, but they can come in and get some good information and a good meal and then get out the door at a decent time.
Indeed. Mike, obviously this is of a major benefit, I think, to a lot of your student population here across the district. Have you heard stuff from the student body here about their interest now that this has been announced or even beforehand?
It takes, you know, the content that some of them get, maybe not in all the chapters, but then it provides depth and hands-on experience with it. So they will actually be working with the cattle in the afternoon. And those students that are not familiar with cattle can still take the class. We're just not going to let them work the cattle, because you need to be familiar with working cattle to actually get in there and do the things that you're going to do. So it provides a hands-on experience, truly, with experts in the field. And there's other, we even have area ranchers in our surrounding areas where they're going to provide facilities on the first day and cattle. And we're going to break up into groups and go in those different directions. And they're also experts in the field. So just great partnerships all the way around and good experiences for our kids a lot of times that they're not able to get.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are in the heart of beef country here, Mike. So your target audience is all around. And it's a great program, it sounds like, for the FFA students. FFA, are the numbers good? In area schools, is it something you're not quite sure of? But it seems to me like we've been hearing more about FFA projects here recently. So I'm just guessing that FFA numbers are pretty solid.
I think the FFA chapters that I'm familiar with are growing. There's definitely interest there, and the more we provide FFA program, agriculture is such a broad spectrum, and sometimes we think of FFA as a farmer or someone just working cows, and it goes so far beyond that. And as far as careers, there's so much opportunity, whether it's pet food, the mills. It's beyond just the animals and seeing the tractor in the field. And from a kid's standpoint, the more we can expose them to that, I think those chapters will continue to grow, because we rely on agriculture every day, almost every hour of the day, in some way, shape, or form to survive. So it's just a great opportunity for kids, and I think the better we do at that, the more kids will be in that, Ron, and understanding how broad and how much we rely on agriculture.
Okay. Mike, before we shift gears here really quickly, remind folks again of the when and where and how people can get involved here with this particular seminar coming up the 23rd and the 24th.
Okay, March 23rd and 24th, the AI classes, you must be registered. If you're a student, it's free. If you're an area rancher, it's $150. To register, go on Southern Lyon County FFA Facebook page and go right directly to the link to register. If you're just wanting to attend the breakout sessions on March 24th, go to that same link, Southern Lyon County FFA Facebook page, and just register for the breakout sessions. You have to be registered to get a steak feed that night, sponsored by Emporia Livestock Auction. So we want you to get registered so that we have a good count on what we're planning for.
Okay, Mike, really quickly, wanted to shift gears because you had the discussion at least yesterday. You had the three interviews, hour-long interviews on the principal for Hartford and Neosho Rapids. Did you guys make a decision last night?
We're still in the process of that.
Still process, okay.
So, yep, we did have interviews yesterday.
Okay, one other question here, too, because the way it sounds is current principal Doug Hess is leaving because his wife has got a promotion. What type of a relationship do you have with Doug, and what type of a hold is this kind of put in here for the district until you get that new person in place?
I think anytime you lose a building level or district level administrator, it does create a hole because it's you spend time building relationships and building programs and curriculum and activities and things, and a change of leadership is always just a shift. So Doug did a nice job. He's a very strong curriculum leader and has provided a lot of insight on some of our academic awards we've received. So we're going to miss Doug, and just changing leadership is always a challenge, but it's an opportunity too. So looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Mike, exciting news on the seminars. Keep us posted. Let us know what we can do to help.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day.
Yeah, USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argabright on couple of animal health science seminars coming up. Big deals right there.
Big deals coming up. So, again, reach out to the district or the Southern Lyon County FFA page for more information.